Last month, the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 288 bid a final farewell to its last surviving veteran of the Second World War with a full Legion tribute, a ritual used to pay homage and say goodbye to a departed comrade, at the branch on October 8. The memorial ceremony featured a bagpiper and full honor guard including sergeant-at-arms, a eulogy from Comrade Dennis Hawkins, mounting of medals, a flag presentation, and appearances from local dignitaries. Family members were present to share memories and pay their respects to the retired soldier, who was also a beloved family man and friend. James Shave, who was born on August 31, 1925, joined the Canadian Army at the age of 18 on May 7, 1943. The young man was assigned to the Canadian Technical Training Corps, a branch of the Canadian Army that was formed to train qualified tradesmen to service military equipment. Shave completed his trades training at the McNaughton Hall in Hamilton, Ont. Shave served in Canada throughout his time in the military, and though he never saw active combat, felt a duty to his fellow Canadians to serve overseas. According to Comrade Gail Nicholson of the Airdrie Legion, Shave lost his brother Leslie, who fought with the Calgary Highlanders and was killed in action on September 11, 1944, near Calais, France. "This was very difficult for Jim and he wanted to go overseas," Nicholson said, of Shave's ambitions to join the war effort at his young age. After Germany surrendered to the Allied forces on May 7, 1944, Shave volunteered to join the Canadian Army Pacific Force, which was training to invade the Japanese archipelago. Fortunately, or unfortunately, the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki resulted with Japan surrendering and the Canadian Army Pacific Forces being disbanded, Nicholson said of the devastating bombings that occurred on August 6 and 9, 1945, promptly bringing with them the end of the Second World War. Following his service, Shave was honorably released on May 7, 1946 and was awarded both the Canadian Volunteer Service Medal and the War Medal for his service. According to Nicholson, Shave was a longtime Legionnaire and serviced the Royal Canadian Legion for 63 years, first becoming a member in 1960 at the Leduc Branch No. 108, and then transferring to the Airdrie Legion in 1994. Jim was active in the Legion and participated in the Colour Party that honors our veterans with the Legion tribute and for special events and Remembrance Day services, Nicholson recalled of Shave's service. She added Shave has been presented with the Royal Canadian Legion's Golden Anniversary, 50-year medal, for his service to the organization. Furthermore, he received an additional award with incremental bars for 55 and 60 years of service. The decorated veteran passed away on August 24 this year, just 1 week before his 97th birthday. Nicholson said Shave loved the sound of bagpipes and country music and spent many years dancing to his favorite tunes. The October 8 celebration of life ceremony fittingly concluded with the playing of "I Just Want to Dance with You" by George Strait.